This past Tuesday, the jury came back with a guilty verdict on all three counts of Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin had his bail revoked, was immediately taken into custody, being put in handcuffs. And Derek Chauvin, let me introduce you to irony. Sentencing will be in 8 weeks. Chauvin's facing up to 40 years in prison. There are some who insist that the verdict is going to be overturned on appeal. Well, now if Chauvin keeps the same defense lawyer, Nelson. You know, that was the guy who, in his closing, used the phrase, reasonable police officer. How many times do you think? I counted. Yeah, I know, I need a life. 118 times. I'm not joking, not being a wise guy. 118 times. Now, the verdict wasn't supposed to happen, was it? Well, it happened, so maybe. Just maybe, after a long and growing list of blacks killed by police in unjust situations, that long-sought change is now starting to rise over the horizon. Is this a time of healing, reflection, change? It is, with more people today than there was a week ago, because there are still many toxic people in America. They're the ones who called the Chauvin trial rigged, claimed the jurors were bribed, they were afraid of getting attacked by black people if they came back with a not guilty verdict, and that the black people were going to riot and burn cities no matter what the verdict was. Well, you don't have to believe me. You can find many of these toxic people there. They're loud and proud of what they believe. If you want to, you know, for the sake of proof, you can find them posting quite frequently on the Fox News Facebook page. Especially after the verdict was announced. If you want to scroll back to that day. Something that I think has been overshadowed when it comes to Derek Chauvin, too. He knew that he wasn't doing what he did in the dark. He wasn't going to be able to deny it. Nor would the three other officers with him. Chauvin knew very well that his and three more body cams were up and running. Yet, Chauvin did what he did. Wonder, too, if that fact played into that 10.5 hours the jury deliberated this case, and that in part is why they came back with guilty verdicts on all three counts. There was an Ipsos USA Today poll that was taken just hours after the verdict, found that 71% of the people in America agreed with the verdict. And if you look at the political party breakdown, 85% Democrats, 71% Independents agree with the verdict, while only 55% of Republicans did. And speaking of that division, checked out, as I said, what people were posting on the Fox News Channel's Facebook page leading up to and after the verdict. Oh, it was toxic. They mocked Mr. Floyd's murder, offered insane conspiracies. They were flat-out racist, predicting that even the guilty verdict would, there would still be violent riots because that's what those people do. Maybe the worst of the worst were the number of people posting those stupid laughing emojis as a response to any support for George Floyd or decrying of his murder by Derek Chauvin. Now, if that was you, by the way, and you think you're fighting some sort of good fight, you're not. It's tough to fight when you're being dismissed as a racist, lying clown. You're not strong or righteous in any way. You're really just sorry and sad. Someone who only deserves pity, and even that just for a brief moment, because you quickly become a waste of time much better spent. I have no doubt that there were bad cops out there watching the verdict, fully expecting Chauvin to walk. Then the verdict was read. My prayer is that the verdict was a wake-up call for those bad cops where they maybe realize the spotlight is now on them because we're watching. And when we see you do wrong, the young woman who videoed showed that we the people can still step forward and be a hero. So when you do wrong, you will be dealt with by the law that you choose to fail to uphold. And extinguishing a bad cop shouldn't, by the way, rest on the shoulders, just on you and I. It's the responsibility of those in police command, city hall, state house, down in Washington, D.C. The critics want you to believe that George Floyd and the trial were just out to make all police look bad. And those critics are wrong. Derek Chauvin set out to make police look bad. Also, post-verdict, you probably heard about the George Floyd Policing and Reform Act, otherwise known as H.R. 1280. Been mentioned quite a lot over the past few days. It's a bill that passed the House, now sitting, gathering dust in the Senate. Some of the things, some of the many things that it calls for, mandates training on racial, religious, and discriminatory profiling for all law enforcement, bans chokeholds. At the federal level, conditions law enforcement funding for state and local governments banning chokeholds, bans no-knock warrants in drug cases. At the federal level, conditions law enforcement funding for state and local governments banning no-knock warrants, as well at the local and state level, requires that deadly force be used only as a last resort. Instead, requires officers to employ de-escalation techniques first. Also creates a nationwide police misconduct registry to prevent bad cops who are fired or leave one agency from moving to another jurisdiction without any sort of accountability. That's just some of what the legislation is calling for. You can read the bill as well as a summary. We posted both on our download page over at issuesandideasradio.com. There are people who have a problem with the phrase Black Lives Matter. They respond with, no, all lives matter. Derek Chauvin didn't believe that, did he? There were many smiles after the Chauvin verdict was announced. To say the least, it was a victory for justice, a battle won, but it was only one battle of many similar battles that still need to be fought. The fight will be won. Justice will prevail. The evildoers are going to face consequences. Why is that going to happen? Because when the goodness of God is carried by the strength of the righteous people, the evil in our world does not even stand a chance.